Yes, pinning you to the sudden presence of thoughts. Thoughts of my voice egging you on, encouraging your arousal, pushing you further into limpness, deepness, a chaste kind of ache. Now, sometimes I may permit you to grow hard, if we work together, if you're around and you help me out or I like you. But otherwise, comprehend this way of being, this cycle of limpness, begetting arousal, begetting thoughts of my voice, which brings more arousal, which reinforces your deepness. It is enmeshed in you. It is part of who and how you are. You know that when you are entranced, your body and mind, anything you want to do is exposed. Anything you truly wish to avoid doing is quite impossible for me to present to you. However, things you do want to do, on any level, have a way of making themselves happen. The parts of you which are otherwise dark, repressed, under your conscious mind, become subconscious, drifting, working their will. There is a concept of subconscious drawing or writing, where, by becoming somewhat zoned out, and allowing your hand to move, you may draw a relevant image or otherwise write words associated with how you are really feeling. Well, imagine the same principle here. Your conscious thoughts, controls, and restrictions have gotten out of the way to give more power to an idea, a powerfully arousing fantasy, craving, desire, so powerfully, wonderfully sexual, sensual, liberating. This desire becomes automatic, the fantasy lived in you already, but it gains fuel, autonomy, independence. You invest more and more in the fantasy, the desire, the need. Merely being limp for 5 minutes, and then becoming aroused and getting hard. Well, if that happened, you have not lost much. But the longer you train, the longer you've gone since the last time you were hard, the more you have invested. Personally, emotionally, sexually in your overall limpness. Well, that arousal is of a whole different type. And you are exploring it, learning about it, adding rare knowledge to your mind, and enhancing your ability to imagine a world drowned in pleasure.